Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We are known as Mound City, and maybe some of you haven't really thought much about why. Well, there is an interesting movement in one of the mounds. Let's get more from Counter Public. James McNally is the executive director, and Lee Broughton is the co-founder and president of Counter Public. Thank you both for being here, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I'll start with you, James. Sugarloaf Mound, where is it located for people who can't picture?
So Sugarloaf Mound is located right on the banks of the Mississippi River. It's right at where Highway 55 and South Broadway meet. So it's on the Southern Riverfront. You could pass by it without ever noticing it, but it's right off of Highway 55 along the bluff.
And Lee, what is significant about this mound?
Well, it's actually the last remaining mound in the city limits. Mound City, as we used to be called, a 1,000 years ago or so, used to have up to 100 mounds in the city limits, but this is the last remaining one. So it's very significant.
Right now, there is a woman who lives on the mound. What's happening, James? This is a pretty significant development.
Yeah, so over the last few weeks, Counter Public has come to an agreement with owner Joan Heckenberg to transfer her home to the Osage Nation, who are the ancestors of the mound builders. So they've been after kind of consolidating and preserving the mound for about 15 years now. And this is a really historic step in which Joan has agreed to transfer her home, leaving only one remaining home to be returned so that the mound could be kind of celebrated for this historic and sacred site that it is.
And the other great thing about it is that the city of St. Louis has also acknowledged this transfer, which will be the first time that St. Louis has acknowledged a tribal nation in this way, which is amazing too.
How long has this been in the works, and what was the reaction of the Osage when approached about it? Or have the Osage been actively trying to pursue this themselves? How did this come about?
So the Osage first got involved at this site in 2009, in which they purchased the summit of the mound. And ever since, they have been interested in this. It's been a stated goal. They've created a whole public preservation plan in which they state what they hope happens with this land. So really, Counter Public came alongside that. No progress had really been made since 2009 on the other two homes. So we were invited by the Osage Nation. We went through their kind of full tribal protocol to work at that site, both for our exhibition, which took place in 2023, as well as this larger effort to return or rematriate the mound. So we've been working directly at the site for about 3 years now, 3.5 years since getting that invitation. And it's really taken that full amount of time for the kind of slow, sensitive negotiations with the property owners to get to this moment.
Is this going to be a celebration kind of thing or just a quiet transfer?
I mean, it's definitely very much a celebration. Right now, we are in the kind of formality of this stage, but the hope is for sure that we can put on a ceremony, hopefully. We definitely want to make it a public invitation for everybody to participate in, and those arrangements will hopefully happen over the course of the next few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, as Lee mentioned earlier, part of what makes this a kind of really special moment is the involvement of the city of St. Louis. So a board resolution put forward by the Board of Aldermen by Alderperson Kara Spencer. The mound is in her ward. So she's putting forward a public board resolution that will take place in early 2025, likely in January. And that will be this kind of public moment in which the Board of Aldermen, Mayor Tashara Jones, Counter Public, the Osage Nation, and the property owners will kind of gather and kind of recognize this in a moment that will invite the larger public to kind of join us in the celebration, as well as kind of envision the future of what happens with this site.
Can you talk a little bit about the Osage Nation? Because this is obviously very significant. I know Tower Grove Park did a big project in cooperation with the Osage. When I go to the rep, you know, they talk about the Osage. What should people know about the Osage and this area?
So when we think about the kind of, you know, as Lee was mentioning, 1,000 years ago, you think about what was happening here, and we might know Cahokia Mounds, or your listeners might be familiar with this. So that group of people were known as the Mississippians. And oftentimes, I think when we kind of residents of St. Louis today might reflect on that time and think of it as the past. And I think when we talk about the Osage Nation, it's really important to remember this is a very active, thriving tribe that were on this land. And so they're the direct descendants of the Mississippians that were displaced to Pawhuska, Oklahoma. So they are located there, the reservation is there, but they are very keen to kind of reconnect with kind of their homeland in this way. So this is one of the kind of most public ways in which that's happening. As you mentioned, at Tower Grove Park, there was a daylighting of a creek, as well as kind of telling the story of like Osage government and their village construction is part of that project called Nikini. And then Sugarloaf Mound, we hope, is kind of distinct in this way because it will be owned by the Osage and kind of directly preserved. And their hope is also a kind of native-led interpretive center, which would be the first of its kind in this region.
For people wondering about Counterpublic, because we're talking about Sugarloaf Mountain and giving this land back to the Osage, Counterpublic also, if people are thinking, isn't that the group that does art installations? Lee, can you talk a little bit about Counterpublic's mission?
So Counterpublic is an art and a civic impact organization. Really, it manifests itself every 3 years for 3 months, and there is a very public art exhibition somewhere in the city. In 2023, it was along Jefferson Avenue, starting from Sugarloaf Mound on the south side all the way up to St. Louis Place on the north side. So 6 miles of public art exhibit, if you like. In 2026, we're going through research now, speaking to the public very deliberately. And we're beginning to think about where our sites will be for the 3 months in 2026, which will be September to November. But that isn't just the exhibition that most of the public might know Counterpublic through. There is lots of work pre and post this exhibition. And James's description sort of plays into that a bit, where we really began working with the Osage before the exhibition last summer. And we've been working with them since as well. So it's something of a community impact organization, but uses art as a way to facilitate conversations like this.
I still have to get back up to the griot.
You're
because
right.
I had oddly done, I was doing a story there with the woman who started the museum. And then she was telling me about this whole installation, which was just starting to get underway. And I never made it back to see it. But I mean, there was a world class, a knight, a sir, right? Who designed
sir.
That project. That's
sir,
still
yeah.
there.
And it's still there. It's a permanent exhibit, Asasi II. And Lois Connolly has been a fabulous partner to work with. And we continue to work with her. And it's a sculpture that sits there permanently. That is an amazing thing to go and visit. So really encourage everybody to have a look at the griot on St. Louis Place. But yeah, it's there. You know, part of Counterpublic's commitment is that half of everything that it takes to put on the exhibition remains in the city of St. Louis. And Lois, her efforts at the griot are a great example of that.
James, where should people go if they want to learn more about Counterpublic or Sugarloaf Mound or anything else?
Yes, you can find us online. Our website is just counterpublic.org. We're at Counterpublic on Instagram as well. We're on Facebook and X as well to follow us along. And I would also point people to the Osage Nation and the Osage Nation Foundation. If you want to get involved or support the efforts directly, that would be the place to go.
That is James McNally, along with Lee Broughton of Counterpublic. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.